086-000-959. All of that on the other side of 6 o'clock.
You're listening to Gugulethu Fopi
on Kaya Bears.
14 minutes to 6 o'clock, Afropolitans, and in an ever-evolving world where there's a sense of uncertainty and things change at any given minute, one thing that many of us are anticipating is, of course, the level 4 approach to the lockdown in South Africa, and just exactly what that means for certain sectors that will open up. From what we understand, industries such as mining and manufacturing will open up, ongoing essential services that require staff on the office space or working environment need to ensure that a third of their employees will come in at a time. But what does that mean for you who might be going into your office, your workshop, your warehouse, or even going down a mine shaft next week? While there are ongoing concerns as to how employees and employers need to best prepare themselves for the slow reopening of South Africa's economy. Now, to tell us about the legal implications around this returning to work after lockdown, I'm joined on the line by Thamsa Ngamila of Cliff Dekker Hofmeyer to give us some legal insight. Thamsanqa, a warm welcome to Kaya Biz, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Gugu, and hello to your listeners.
It's fantastic to speak to you, and I think we work in sectors of the economy that offer us the flexibility to work from home and connect remotely. But not too long ago, Cliff Dekker Hofmeyer provided a webinar in terms of understanding the background and the contrast of various sectors of South Africa's economy who will be faced with a conundrum as soon as they have to allow their workers to return to work. Tell us more about this introduction to life in the fourth industrial revolution.
So what you have, as you're saying now, is you have blue-collar workers, white-collar workers, workers who can work from home with little to no disruption, thanks to the fourth industrial revolution, thanks to internet connectivity, and you have those who, for instance, if we were to look at the past month, those who have to be in the front lines of COVID, such as the cashiers at supermarkets, and who don't have the benefit or the privilege to sit at home and be able to be productive and not have to go to the workplace and be exposed to the virus as much as they are in comparison to the rest of us who can sit at home and decide when and if we want to go outside.
That raises very important elements we need to be mindful of, because it does speak to those who might be slightly more vulnerable in terms of job losses. But give us some insight as to what some of the key learnings and key elements employers and employees need to be mindful of in terms of how best to prepare for life after lockdown.
So I think the workplace culture is going to have to be very different. Socializing is going to have to change in the workplace. What we know now is that there has to be a distance between individuals, 2 meters, 3 meters, some say. So that's going to be something that employers and employees alike take into account very seriously and try to adopt going back into the workplace. Levels of cleanliness are going to be important, because the virus, as we're learning about it, is that it sometimes can remain on surfaces for long periods of time. So this requires of the employer much more vigilance and care with regard to the cleanliness levels of workplaces. Cultures and situations relating to cleanliness and hygiene, and how that is encouraged and even promoted in the workplace, also becomes important, because it's now become a requirement for people, if we want to flatten the curve, to make sure that, for instance, they wash their hands properly. So those are cultural and organizational issues that were never really in the forefront in workplaces before, because they were always assumed. But now the employer has a much more pronounced or underscored responsibility to ensure that, at least to the best of their ability, they make sure that the employees are safe.
Mm-hmm. Afropolitans, if you've just joined us, we are in conversation with Thamsa Ngamila. He is from Cliffdekker Hofmeyr, giving us some insight and legal insight into how companies and their employees need to adapt to life after COVID and the national lockdown. Thamsa Ngamila, you raise a very important issue in terms of the social distancing and most importantly, the health and sanitation elements that need to be abided by. What does this mean for us as employees who might be working for a company that's not following through with the necessary health, occupational health and safety highlights? Do we have any sense of legal recourse or processes to follow to ensure that there is an enforcement of these rules?
I think the first point of call is to raise it up internally, to say to your employer, the level of cleanliness is a problem for these reasons. This is what you would like to see happen. And because the exposure for the employer is that now COIDA, which is the Compensation for Injuries on Duty Act, I may have put it a little bit there. If you contract COVID as whilst you are in the scope of your work and the employer fails to do its duties in that regard, you can lodge a claim against that. So you want the employer to be protected in order for employees who lodge claims against the fund to be able to be successful. So the duty on the employer is much more pronounced again because of that, because of the risk and because of the assessment that claim would have to go through. So the first thing that the employee would do, I think, for me, would be to raise it with the employer and say, for instance, I am a receptionist that meets with people often. I have I'm much more vulnerable in comparison to someone who is in an office if we're speaking about a workplace of that nature. I think that I need a mask as part of my PPE. Similar to how we have seen in the supermarkets, that as the days progressed, more and more of our cashiers and tellers have been wearing masks in order to protect themselves and even the people who assist us in the aisle.
Yes, that's very true. We've witnessed that in our new retail experience, and it really calls for a different approach within the workplace as well. I'm glad that you highlight that employers will need to be more cognizant of this, as there will be ripple effects and unforeseen consequences that they need to be mindful of. But are there sectors that might be slightly more vulnerable to the abuse of misconduct as well as a lack of alignment to occupational health and safety rules?
Can you just repeat that to me?
Are there sectors of the economy which might be more vulnerable to not abiding by the rules in terms of the health and sanitation required to stop the spread of COVID-19?
I think that depends on a workplace to workplace basis. So we might assume that your professional environment is going to be more compliant, but that's not necessarily the case. What I'm assuming will happen is that where you have a large staff complement, it might be more difficult for an employer which requires a lot of planning prior to ensure that the message is put across effectively and therefore that there is compliance, versus a much smaller employer who understands what their duties are and then can therefore more effectively communicate the plan for that particular workplace. So I think it would depend on a variety of factors that you have to take into account. I think definitely the size of the staff complement is going to be quite important.
Mm. Very important elements that you're sharing with us. Again, Afropolitans, if you're joining us, a critical conversation we're hosting in terms of employees who will be able to return to their places of work following the level 4 lockdown, which will be implemented this coming Friday. We are speaking to Thamsa Ngamila. He is from Cliffdekker Hofmeyr, an expert in employment law, giving us some details into understanding what life after lockdown will look like. Thamsa, I understand that this is a very new environment, and of course, things can change and we need to be agile and adapt where necessary. From a legal point of view, are you anticipating any further long-term changes to legislation as well as rules and law in terms of how we conduct business in future?
Employment law works on a principle of fairness and where it's necessary, reasonable accommodation. And reasonable accommodation requires an assessment of what the issue is and how best the employer can assist an employee in making sure that they fulfill their duties. For instance, if I were to give an example today, although it's a bit off, but it is also on point and on topic, is that I had to chair disciplinary inquiry via Microsoft Teams. So this is a situation where everyone was looking at each other from a screen, and all the processes that are required for a disciplinary inquiry, I had to ensure that they were adhered to, because the employee had to have a fair process so that they are happy about the procedure and how it unfolded. So you are seeing employers now having to provide computers for employees where those are required, having to arrange for desktops if they can to be taken from their offices to their homes. So a lot of moves, or I see the direction going towards a lot of rethinking about what the workplace and what it is to report to work physically in South Africa is going to look like going forward.
Going to be very interesting. No more monitoring biometric entrances or clocking in, but doing so very differently in a new digital world, which has new demands and requirements of us. And as a result, the law will also have to follow in terms of these adaptations. A great pleasure engaging with you, Thamsanqa. Now, you've really opened up our eyes and our minds to the elements that we need to be cautious of as we slowly return back to work in a very phased out approach to the national lockdown. A big thank you for your time today. That's Thamsanqa Mila of Cliff Decker Hofmeyer, an employment law expert associate there, giving us feedback in terms of what to be mindful of. As an employer, you need to make sure that you provide the necessary health and sanitation services available. Employees, maintain social distancing and keep a cleanly environment. And most importantly, ensure that we abide with the laws to avoid any kind of legal ramifications that might follow. But of course, Afropolitans, there's so much more that we need to cover and far-reaching implications of these themes. You can always get some insight in terms of our conversations on our website, kayafm.co.za, click FM Rewind, click KayaFM, and of course, KayaBiz rather, and you'll be able to listen to the multitude of conversations we've hosted. Tomorrow, we return with so much more, including much more on the business environment, markets, and understanding what's happening in the virtual events arena. After 6 o'clock, though, stay tuned, Afropolitans. It's the news, and today with John Paul.